الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, to continue with our analogy of travel, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم also gave this analogy where he said that this life of a person is like somebody, a rider on horseback, who is riding from one place to another place, and during that journey he stops in the shade of a tree for some time to take some rest. He said that stopping in the shade of the tree is this life. Our journey began somewhere, it is going to end somewhere else, but in that journey is this time where we have to stop for some rest. That is this life. So reflecting on my own journey, which I started yesterday, two important lessons that I want to remind myself and you today, and we'll do two more tomorrow. The first of them was that since we were traveling to different countries and we were crossing different borders, so one of the most conscious things, one of the things that we were most conscious about was that our travel papers should be in order. That all the documentation that is required to cross the border, to cross the border back again, because we are coming back into the United States. So therefore, all documentation must be correct, because if something is missing or if some of the documentation is wrong, then it leads to all kinds of complications. And you are in a strange land, you have nobody to help you, no one can help you, even if people are there with you, they cannot do anything. So you are stuck. So is the visa in order? Do we have the right kind of visa? And so on and so forth. I won't go into the details, we can imagine all the details, but basically the point is that all the travel documents must be in order. And without those travel documents, you cannot cross the border. And if you have the travel documents, then inshallah there is no problem. Then the crossing is very smooth. And as in our case, alhamdulillah, all the crossings were very smooth. This travel documents is such an important thing to think about, because we also have from the Seerah the story of Isra wal Mi'raj, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when they started the journey of Mi'raj from Baitul Maqdis, and they came to the first heaven, the gates of the heaven were closed. And the guards of those gates, they asked, who is there? Now, who was there? The Ashraf min al Malaika and the Ashraf min al Kul Makhluq. The two of the greatest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalala. Jibreel alayhi salam, who was the head and the king of all the malaika, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is not only the ashraful anbiya, who is not only the ashraf min al insan, but he is the best of all creation, including the malaika, including everything Allah has created. Despite the fact that these two are there at the gate is not opened before they arrive, and the gate is not even opened when they arrive. The gate is shut. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we were asked, who is there? And the reply that Jibreel alaihi salam gave was, this is Jibreel. They said, who is with you? He said, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, has he received revelation? And Jibreel alaihi salam said, yes. Meaning, has he been invited? Has he received the message? Meaning, has he been invited? And Jibreel alayhi salam said, yes. And they said, marhaba, welcome, welcome, welcome. Gate was open. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this happened to him every gate. Second heaven, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Very important, the reason I am mentioning this is because a time will come when we will have to cross borders. And this is not the border between America and Canada. It is not the border between India and America. It is the border between this Alam al-Shahada and the Alam al-Barzakh. And then we have to cross the border between the Alam al-Barzakh the alam al hashar, the yawm al hashar, yawm al qiyamah. There are borders to be crossed. And just like we have documentation for border crossings in this world, so also there is documentation for border crossing between worlds. Just as we can be asked questions, when you come to the immigration officer asks you questions. The difference is that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful, so He told us what the questions are going to be. He cannot say, we don't know. When we go to the immigration officer, he can ask you any question. We do not know what question he will ask. He can ask you any question. And he can stop you arbitrarily even if you answer the questions. But alhamdulillah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not give that power to the malaika to stop arbitrarily even the one who answers the questions. No. Allah told us what are the questions. And He said, if you answer these questions, the gate will be open for you. This is the mercy of Allah. Second lesson from this travel analogy is the lesson of what to take with you. What to take with you. And there are two aspects to what to take. One is the allowance, the weight allowance that is given by the airlines. So you can carry so many kilograms only. Now the airline does not say that so many kilograms must consist of your books and this and your papers or your clothes. They don't care. You are allowed 20 kilograms or 30 kilograms or whatever the case might be. So you have to exercise your choice and say, I have all of these things. There are many things which I love so much. But today on this journey, I have to take only 20 kilos. So what will I take? And what is the criterion for that? It is not which thing do you love the most. No, I will take this t-shirt of mine, which I love very much. But I am going to Alaska, where it is going to be freezing cold. So even though I love my t-shirt very much, it is not the right thing to take. Or I love this fur coat of mine, or I love this warm jacket of mine, which is so nice, I can't go anywhere without it. But I am going to Florida, where it is going to be hot and humid, and this jacket will have to be hung up in the closet. I can't wear it. So, it's not just a matter of clothing, it's a matter of weight, because that's one consideration. What is the weight? Second consideration is, what will be useful to me during my journey and in my destination? That is the criteria. Criterion is what is good for you, it's not whatever you have. It might be good, even in a sense, it might be good in the world. So, in my country, this might be a nice thing to have, but what should I take with me? I take with me that which will be useful to me over there. There is no good in taking with me things which on the other side, when I go to my destination, those things are useless. So I have to throw them or I have to put them away. And now I have to go and buy new things which I don't need. I already had them, but I left them back at home because I didn't think clearly. So the criterion of judgment is what? What will be useful for me in the other place? Same criterion for us in this life. We are on a journey. We have to cross borders. Is our documentation correct? We know what questions will be asked. Do we have the answers? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, bring with you what you need. And Allah made it easier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, send it before. And there is no cost to that. And imagine how nice that will be. You know, I would love a situation where I can just post my stuff. If I am going to 5 different destinations, I post a set of warm clothes to the cold place. I post a set of, not so warm clothes, cool clothes to the warm place, and so on and so forth. Everything is gone. And when I am traveling, I travel with nothing in my hand. So, there is no need to wait for baggage on the other side. No need to put anything in. I just walk onto the plane and you are gone. And where you reach, everything is there ready for you. It would be a real nice situation if that were the case. In this world, Wallah alam, I don't think this is possible. But in the Akhirah, Allah made this possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, post it. Post it.
وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرًا وَعَظَمَ أَجْرًا.
The meaning is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever you send before you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an even better condition. So, whatever you have sent before you will find. So, you are able to send it before you, and not only will you find it there, but you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an even better condition. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us any baggage allowances. There is no weightage requirement. You can send as much as you want. As much. There is no 20 kilos, 30 kilos. As much as you want. Build as many palaces as you want in Jannah. Send all the concrete and this and that and the other. I am reminded of something that Sheikh Muhammad Ali told me. In one of the Fajr reminders, he has mentioned it also, and you would have, those of you who listen to the reminders, you would remember it. He said that when Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa met Ibrahim alayhi salam in Mi'raj, and Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him, tell your people. He said, tell your people that Allah will give them Jannah. But this Jannah is barren. It is only flat land. There is nothing there. So tell them to plant the trees. Tell them to build the palaces. Tell them to send the material to build their Jannah. Because Jannah is flat. You will get a piece, but it's nothing, there is nothing there. So you want to live there? Build for yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for us. Send ahead before you. Before you arrive, send ahead. Send your trees and your gardens and your rivers and palaces, cars, whatnot, whatever you like. Whatever you like, send them ahead. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability to simply imagine what you want. And you will get it. Without any problems. Nobody will give you a ticket for overspeeding in Jannah. Imagine, think about that. Allah said Jannah is whatever you want. So why can't you want a Maserati in Jannah which takes off in the air or whatever you imagine it does. So seriously, think about that and say, this is what we need to create. And we can send this ahead of us. So travel teaches us a lot, alhamdulillah, provided we reflect on it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reflect on what we do, where we go, and to relate it to the life of this dunya wal akhirah, which is going to come before us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease those journeys as He has eased the journeys of this life for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, to protect us and to take us safely to our destination, which is before His Arsh, Jalla Jalaluhu. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of companions, min as-siddiqeen, min al-anbiya, wa siddiqeen, wa shuhada, wa salihin, wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, bi rahmatika ya rahmat.